This is Tom Dimeo. You might remember on a previous main menu program that Randy Fermenti reviewed NFB Trans, which is a DOS program that translates grade 2 Braille to text and text to grade 2 Braille, and it will emboss a file on a Braille embosser, and it'll do other things as well. And then a few weeks later, I talked about a little process that I put together whereby NFB Trans could be run from the Run dialog box of Windows. It was a bit cumbersome compared to a true Windows program, and I made that comment in the review. And I also asked if anyone knew of a way that you could display messages from a DOS program in a Windows message box, if they would contact me, and someone did. And he said that he thought he could put together a way that messages from NFB Trans could be displayed in Windows so that they could easily be read, and he did that. But after exchanging a couple of emails with this person, he said, I think I can do something even a little better. I think I can make WinTrans look like a true Windows program. And he wanted to know if I was interested. And I said I certainly was. And he proceeded to do that. Unfortunately, this gentleman wants to remain anonymous, so I can't publicly thank him for the work and time and effort that he put into this project. I can just say that he did put a lot of work into it. He did all of the work. I did a little of the testing, made a suggestion here and there, and I'm doing this audio review, but all of the credit for this program goes to him, and it's, I think, quite a wonderful little program. So, Anonymous John, I publicly thank you, and there will be a way of those of you who are listening, if you want to express your appreciation and thoughts on the program, you'll be able to do that. There is a website where you can download the program. It's http://www.wintrans-bt.org. That's wintrans-bt.org. On that site, there's a brief description of the program. There's the license agreement and copyright. There's a link where you can download the entire documentation and read that. In the documentation, there's a little explanation of how to install it. It is a self-extracting file that you download. There's also a link to listen to this audio review and a link to download an MP3 copy of this audio review and an email address. The file that you download is winbt.exe. It is a self-extracting file, and the default folder where it will unzip the files into is /winbt. You can, if you want to, choose to install it or unzip the files into a different folder if you don't like using that one. The winbt.exe file contains everything you need. It contains, at present, the version 7.73 of NFB Trans and all its associated files. It includes the documentation for NFB Trans. It includes the documentation for WinTrans and the necessary files for WinTrans, so you don't need anything additional for this program. Just download it, execute the winbt.exe file, and away you go. Now, I have a shortcut on my desktop for it, and I'll press W to get to WinTrans.
W, WinTrans 19 of 20.
And I'll slow down the speech a little and press Enter.
I equals input button dialog WinTrans 1.0 graphic I equals input button O equals output button graphic Braille to text radio.
Okay, I'm going to silence the speech because it's just going to read all the buttons that I'm going to go through one at a time here. Anyway, the first button it lands on is an input button. and I'll just tab through the rest of them here. Then we'll go through some of the buttons and show you how they function. The next button you get to with the tab is
O equals output button.
The output button.
Top B equals braille to text radio button checked 1 of 2.
Here's a set of radio buttons. The first one is braille to text, and I'll arrow down to the second one.
Bottom T equals text to braille radio button checked 2 of 2.
And you can do text to braille, and the next button
R equals translate button.
That's the translate button that you have to press enter on or spacebar to do the actual translating.
E equals emboss button.
There's the emboss button. This gives you the choice of embossing on a braille embosser. Now, neither I nor the author of Wintrance has a braille embosser, so we weren't able to test this. So you might want to approach this button, this option, if you're not comfortable with trying something for the first time. Maybe you should just forget about the emboss button. The author and I would like to hear from someone who does have a braille embosser, though, and who would be willing to give this a try, how well it works. It appear in theory it should work, but you know how theory is in the working. The next button.
V equals volumes button.
This is the volumes button, and it gives you the choice of embossing, or I'm sorry, of translating more than one file at a time. We'll do all this eventually.
P equals preferences button.
And then there's the preferences button, which duplicates most or all of the preferences that NFB Trans has.
F equals stats button.
And then there's the stats button where you can read the last statistics file that NFB Trans created. Every time you do a translation, NFB Trans creates a statistics file, and this button will let you read that file.
X equals exit button.
And there's the X for exit button.
I equals input button.
So let's go back to back around to the input button by hitting tab again. We're back around the beginning. So I'll press enter on input.
Edit box N equals file name dialog input file.
Okay, this puts us on an edit box where you can key in a file name of the file that you want to translate, either a text file or a grade 2 braille file. I'll tab around here to show you what else is here.
Combo box, T equals files of type, all files, 1 of 1.
This is a combo box, but it only has one choice, all files.
Checkbox, unchecked, R equals open as read-only.
You can open it as a read-only file.
Button, O equals open.
There's the button to open it, but I'll continue tabbing to show you what else is here.
Button, cancel.
Cancel button.
Combo box, I equals Lorcan, Wint, 4 of 4.
And here you can choose from the combo box a drive and a folder. Now, I have a folder on my D drive called Mags, and there's three parts of the July issue of PC World in that folder. So,
Wint, 6, D, 7 of 10.
So I just hit the down arrow key, and I'm on my D drive now.
List view, I equals Lurkin, 3 com.
And I tabbed to get to the list of folders which are on my D drive. I'm going to press M.
M, Mags, 27 of 58.
And there's Mags. And I'm going to press Enter.
List view, I equals Lurkin, PWG02.BRF, 1 of 3, no selected item.
And here are the three files, the three parts of PC World for July.
PWG02B.BRF, PWG02C.BRF, 3 of 3.
I'm going to arrow up to the first one.
PWG02.BRF, 1 of...
So there's part one of the mag of the PC World magazine in grade 2 braille. I'm going to tab.
Edit box, N equals file name, PWG02.BRF.
And there you see the file name is in the edit box. Now I can just press enter since that's the default, since open is the default button, so I'll just press enter.
I equals input button, dialog, Wintrance.
And it puts us back on the input button. Now I can tab to the output button.
O equals output button.
Now if I don't choose an output file, it'll put the file in the same folder as the translated file in the same folder as the input, and it'll give it an extension of TXT. That is, if you're going from Braille to TXT. Now, if you go from TXT to Braille, it'll put the extension of BRF on the output file. So you can choose this output button to key in a different drive, folder, and file name if you want to. I don't think I'll do that. I think I just tab to
Talk, B equals Braille to text, radio button, checked.
To the radio button, and it is on Braille to text, which is what I want to do. And then I'll tab to the translate button.
R equals translate button.
And press space.
Space. Arrow.
And it's translating.
Button, okay, dialogue, translated, close box disabled, graphic, dmagpwg02.brf to dmagpwg02.txt, default, button, okay.
And it displays the message that it translated d colon mags pwg02abrf to pwmags, to mags pwg02atxt or whatever it was, and there's an okay button. Which you have to clear this message box by pressing space on the OK button.
Space, I equals input button.
And we're back in the at the input button of trans. Now, I'm going to exit it and go see if that file actually got translated properly. So I'm going to press X, which will exit WinTrans.
Desktop, WinTrans 90.
And back on the desktop. This file is probably too big to read in Notepad, so I'll open WordPad.
WordPad, rich edit, iBeam.
And I'll do a Control-O for open.
Edit box, and equals.
And I prefer to key in file names rather than look for them in combo boxes, so.
D colon backslash M-A-G-S backslash P-W-G-Z-2-A peer T-X-T. Document WordPad, rich edit.
And see what we can read here.
PC World, July 2002, Volume 207, Part 1 of 3 Parts, Pages IX and 1104, Kevin Keene, Editorial Director, PC World Communications, Incorporated, 501 Second Street, 0.6.
And there's Part 1 of PC World, translated from Grade 2 Braille to text. Now we'll translate all three volumes of the magazine. At one time, I'm back at the desktop, and I'm on WinTrans. So I'll press Enter.
I equals input button.
Back on the input button.
O equals output. Talk. B equals Braille to text. Radio button.
Braille to text is what I want.
R equals translate. E equals emboss button. V equals volume button.
Volumes is what I want. By the way, you can get to these buttons by pressing the letter or Alt in the letter. For example, if I press V.
V. Edit box. Dialogue. Multiple volumes. Close box.
It automatically opens the multiple volumes box. I probably should have let be read, so let's read
multiple
this.
Multiple volumes. Close box. Volumes pack. Default. OK. Button. Cancel. Button.
What it's looking for here is the drive, folder, and first part of the file names that you want to translate. For example, the file names of PC World that I downloaded from WebBraille are PCW02, A, B, and C. So if I key in here,
D colon backslash M-A-G-S backslash P-W-G.
I could go PWG02, but I'll just key in PWG and no period, nothing else, no asterisk for wild cards. You just need the first few letters of the files that begin with the first few letters of the files that you want to translate. So if, for example, you have a book called something book volume 1, volume 2, volume 3, you just key in volume, and it would translate all of them. Okay, so I'll do a tab.
Okay, button.
To the okay button, and press space bar.
Space button. Y equals yes. Dialog. Close box disabled. Graphic. Combine output files. Default button. Y equals yes. Button. N equals no.
And here you have the choice of combining all three or the multiple files, how many ever you have. In my case, there are three. Combining them into one output file, or having three separate output files, or as many input files as you have. In my case, it's three. So I'll choose to have them as separate files. So I'm going to press N. No to is the answer to that question.
R equals translate button. Hourglass.
And now it puts us on the translate button, so I can press space, and it should translate.
Space. Arrow.
And there it goes. It's clicking. The PC speaker's clicking away. Should should be done here shortly.
Button, okay, dialog, translated, close box disabled, graphic, DMAX PWG to DMAX PWG 02B.txt, default, button, okay.
It just gives you the last file that was translated. The files that I have aren't in alphabetical order. They are C, A, B, as I remember, and that's why it gave the 02B file as the one that it translated to. But let's be sure that there are three files that it actually translated. So I'll press X to
WinTrans 19.
Get out of WinTrans, and I'll go to
C, computer 1 of 20.
My computer.
Address top, hard drive C, look, hard drive D, look.
There's hard
address top, 3COM, file folder, 1120.
The D drive.
And scroll down arrow, mags.
There's mags.
Address top, PWG02.BRF. PWG02.TXT, 104KB.
And there's the TXT file for PWG02A.
PWG02B.BRF. PWG02B.TXT.
And there's the TXT file for B.
Bottom, PWG02C.TXT, 106KB, text document, 11/3/0/2/6/22PM, 6 of 6.
And there are the six files, the three BRF files and the three TXT files. Now, if you would have chosen Y or yes to the question, do you want them combined into one output file, the output file name would then be the file name that you keyed in. For example, I keyed in PWG, .TXT. Just to be sure that things were translated, okay, let me close my computer.
Computer 1 of 20.
And we'll go back to
WordPad. IBM. Edit box N equals file name D colon backslash MAGS backslash PWG 02C period TXT.
Which choose C, the third volume, hopefully.
Document WordPad.
And let's see what we got here.
PC World, July 2002, Volume 20.7, Part 3 of 3 Parts, Pages IAN 2193.
So it's Part 3 of 3 Parts. So I'm going to close the WordPad and go back to WinTrans here on the desktop.
W, WinTrans 19 of 20, I equals input button.
And we'll take a look at the Preferences button. And if I press P.
P. Edit box, M equals left margin, 1, dialog, WinTrans Preferences, graphic, M equals left margin.
And the first edit box you're in is left margin with a default of 1.
Edit box, C equals copies, 1.
Copies is 1.
Edit box, W equals page width, 40.
Page width for embossing is 40, or translating text to Braille is 40.
Edit box, L equals page length, 25.
25 lines per page.
Edit box, S equals start page, 1.
Starting on page 1.
Edit box, E equals end page, 99.99.
And page is $99.99. Now, these are all options that you can use with NFB Trans as part of the configuration file, or some of them you can use as command line parameters. But now that this Windows interfaces with NFB Trans, it gives you all these preferences that you can just key into these edit boxes.
Top, F equals form feed, radio button, checked, 1 of 3.
You can choose form feed.
V equals V tab, radio button, checked, 2 of 3.
V tab or
bottom, B equals blanks,
blanks.
I equals interpoint, checkbox, unchecked.
You can have interpoint or one side per page.
U equals sound, checkbox, unchecked.
Sound is unchecked.
Edit box, N equals config file.
There you can key in a configuration file if you want to use a different one.
Edit box, R equals format file.
The format file.
Edit box, T equals table file.
An edit box for the table file for the translation.
Edit box, port, LPT1.
The port of LPT1, I'm not quite sure if you can change this or not. This is something that if somebody has an embosser and is willing to try the embossing feature, they can perhaps give us a little more information on whether another port will work. Most likely, it won't.
Edit box, D equals command. A equals apply button.
There's the apply button.
O equals OK button.
An OK button.
X equals exit button.
And an exit button.
I equals input button.
And by pressing spacebar on the exit button, puts us back to the input button. And one more thing before we finish here, I'll go to the
S equals stats button.
Go to the stats button.
Read only, edit box, puts dialog.
Puts us in a read only box, and now I'm going to read
0302 transversion 7.73 sun 11 0302 1822 input file cwin temp 003.brf initialization 17 tm 13 tm 11 translation time 0 minutes 3 seconds int 9.
Okay, those first few lines probably aren't going to mean a lot to you, but then there are a few lines here that are kind of interesting.
Translation time 0 minutes 3 seconds.
For example, the translation time was 3 seconds.
Input lines 2952.
2952 input lines.
Max line length 39 in lines. Remove page num 63. Lines per page 25.
Lines per page 25.
Pages in file 119.
119 pages in the file.
Words 15,921.
Just the number
words
of
words. Words per page 130.
And so on and so forth.
C equals close button.
And there is a close button, default.
Space, I equals input button.
Puts us back on the input button of WinTrans, and I'll press X to exit it.
Desktop, WinTrans.
And back to the desktop. You can read about this program and download it at the web address of http://www.wintrans-bt. For Braille Translator, .org. That's WinTrans-BT.org. There's going to be some enhancements to the interface that I reviewed a few weeks ago on Main Menu that you run from the Run Dialog, and when those are updated, there will be some information on this page about them as well. So if you use the program and you like it, I hope you'll email us, the author and I. If you like it, you can email the author, congratulate him on the time and effort and work that he put into this. It no doubt was time-consuming. Congratulate him on his talent. And if you don't like it, email me, wintrans-bt.org.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.